Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And this time I'm joined by Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello, Alice. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Toby. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part in an immersive art exhibition and film, join a women's hair and care focus group, and take part in a survey around football commentary. Alice, we're going to start with that immersive art exhibition and film, The Private Life of Public Transport.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Toby. So award-winning filmmaker turned media artist David Van Eessen creates work about time and memory. His latest project, The Private Life of Public Transport, is a virtual reality experience constructed from sound and image. In undulating bubbles around an abandoned bus, visitors discover the voices of blind and partially sighted witnesses who share their personal experiences and truths. This is a testimony of the missing passengers and a platform for their voices to be heard. Opening in central London this October, the installation is designed for both sighted and non-sighted to explore. To contribute your story via a telephone interview with the artist, please contact art@thebrandcourt.com by the 10th of September to shape this narrative. So that email, once again, for those who'd like to get involved, is art@thebrandcourt.com.
That sounds like an amazing project, and I will try and experience The Private Life of Public Transport in October. Alice, now we have that Hair and Care focus group.
Yes, so for those who don't know, Hair and Care is a non-profit organisation founded by award-winning session hairstylist Anna Cofone, in which she and other volunteer hairstylists introduce blind and partially sighted women and girls to the fundamentals of self-care and hairstyling. Through their regular monthly workshops, blind and partially sighted women and girls have the opportunity to come together to gain knowledge, skills and tools to develop their self-care, build their self-esteem and increase their confidence by positive coaching and peer support. Hair and Care are currently looking for blind and partially sighted women aged 18 to 60 years old to take part in their upcoming focus group. The focus group will be taking place on the 19th of October 2023 from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and it will take place online via Zoom. This focus group will allow Hair and Care to scale its impact. So far, Hair and Care have supported up to 300 women, but they want to reach many more. Currently based in London, Hair and Care also want to expand their workshops so that they can reach people from across the UK. If you're interested in taking part in this focus group, please email hairandcareproject@gmail.com. So once again, that email address for those who'd like to get involved is hairandcareproject@gmail.com.
Finally, Alice, an opportunity for people to share their opinions and experiences of football commentary.
Yes, so I thought this would be quite a good one this week for our radio listeners to hear about, Toby. So Inma is a doctoral researcher in football commentary at the University of Westminster, and they are looking for people to help them with their research and fill out their survey. Inma is particularly interested in fans' experiences of listening to the game on the radio or in the stadium via audio descriptive commentary, typically addressed to blind and partially sighted fans. The aim of Inma's research is to gain a better understanding of what audiences like, what they need, and how commentary, both radio and audio descriptive commentary, can be improved and enriched to enhance the experience of listeners. If you'd like to help Inma with their research, you can complete their survey. The survey should take about 10 minutes to complete, and your responses will remain anonymous. And as a thank you for your time and input, you will be given the chance to win one of two £100 Amazon vouchers. If you'd like to complete the survey, please email i.pedragosasanchez@westminster.ac.uk and Inma will send you the link to the survey. So once again, that email address is i.pedragosasanchez@westminster.ac.uk and that's spelled i.pedragosasanchez@westminster.ac.uk. And if you have any questions, you can also send those to this email address and Inma will get back to you.
I experienced some great football commentary at the IPSA World Blind Games in Birmingham, which really did bring the games to life for me and some close matches too. Alice, where can listeners go to find out more about the opportunities we've just chatted about and get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
So you can join our online Connect Voices Facebook group And that's where we post about all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day, and we also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for RNIB Connect Voices. And if you have any questions, then please feel free to drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which happens on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And if you'd like to listen again, you can find this clip on Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching Connect Voices.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alice Finlay, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me, Toby. It's always a pleasure.